So let's talk a little bit about immunotherapy of colon cancer and particularly the issue of MSI-high tumors. And to get into that, maybe you could talk a little bit. I was curious about this data set that was just presented at ASCO that you were part of in the CALGB and SWOG 80405, the Alliance study. But here you all were looking at somatic DNA mutations, MSI status, mutational load. You want to talk about what you looked at there, what you found, and what you think it means?
Well, the 80405 study was where we've had a lot of data on the right versus left side for the RAS wild type. So, I mean, I think we found in that patient population that the MSI-high patients are pretty much what we've come to expect. They're, few of them, but they respond to chemotherapy pretty much as well, if not a little better than other patients. But the other studies have tended to show that these are patients where immunotherapy may have a real large effect. So there have been studies for refractory patients with both pembrolizumab and nivolumab that have shown a very high response rate and a very prolonged disease-free survival.